From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the truth. Apologies for the absence yesterday. Last-minute emergency. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today. The International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission says that reports of horrific torture of gay Iraqis by militias are consistent with patterns of human rights violations being reported from within the country. Iraqi militias have deployed an unprecedented form of torture against homosexuals by using a very strong Iranian-manufactured glue that will close their anus when applied to the skin. It can only be removed by surgery. The victims are then given a drink containing a strong laxative. Since the anus is closed, the resulting diarrhea causes death. Videos of this form of torture are being distributed on mobile cell phones throughout Iraq. A Colorado man has been convicted of first-degree murder and a bias-motivated crime and sentenced to life in prison for killing a transgender teen that he met on an online social networking site. Alan Andrade was convicted of first-degree murder and a hate crime in the slaying of transgender teenager Angie Zapata at her apartment in Greeley, Colorado. It was the first time in the nation that a state hate crime statute resulted in a conviction in a transgender person's murder, according to the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. Another preteen suicide stemming from anti-gay bullying has taken place, this time in a suburb of Atlanta. Jaheim Bermudez was bullied relentlessly, according to his family. They knew the boy was a target, but until his death, they did not understand the scope. In an interview with WSB-TV in Atlanta, the boy's mother said her son was being bullied at school and that she had complained to the school with no results. Bermudez told WSB she talked to Jaheim's best friend about the situation last week, and he said, "Yes, ma'am. He told me that he's tired of everybody always messing with him in school. He is tired of telling the teachers and the staff, and they never do anything about the problems. So the only way out is by killing himself." A Berlin theater will be staging the first German production of the musical The Producers, which features a singing and dancing Adolf Hitler. The German publication Spiegel Online reports that the Admiral's Palace Theater, which until recently had a Führer's box specifically built for Adolf Hitler, will be staging the show beginning on the 15th of May. The Producers, a 1968 Mel Brooks film that he turned into a Broadway musical in 2001 and went on to win a record 12 Tony Awards, is the story of a Broadway producer and his accountant who decide to put on the most offensive show that they can after realizing that they can make more money by staging a flop than with a hit. So they come up with a show called Springtime for Hitler, which audiences see as satire and turns out to be a surprise success. Last year, an Austrian theater in Vienna put on the first German-language production of the show, and that cast will be putting on the show in Berlin for a 2-month minimum run. A peace deal between Taliban militants and the Pakistani government could create a safe haven for Al-Qaeda to plan attacks on British and American forces in Afghanistan, Western officials have warned. They voiced their fears after American Secretary of State Hillary Clinton yesterday told the Pakistani government it had no choice but to challenge Taliban militias pushing closer to the capital of Islamabad. Her comments intensified pressure on the Pakistan government just 24 hours after she accused Islamabad of abdicating to the Taliban. Washington and Islamabad are at loggerheads over the Pakistan government's peace deal with Taliban militants in the Swat Valley, once a leading tourist destination, where it has agreed to introduce Sharia law in return for the Taliban ending its insurgency in the valley. Its ministers insist they are still in control and they need to bring reconcilable Taliban into the political process. One Western diplomat said safe haven in the Swat Valley, only 60 miles from Islamabad, would be potentially more dangerous than those in the tribal areas close to the Afghan border because it has better communications and infrastructure. Apple Incorporated has removed Baby Shaker, a controversial software game, from the marketplace. The application encouraged iPhone users to shake the digital device to quiet down a screaming baby with animation, while making it clear that it was not urging the baby itself to be shaken. But the reaction was so intense that Apple removed the software from the market after only 3 days. Aging European musicians could receive a financial boost after the European Parliament voted to extend the copyright on sound recordings. European performers and record labels currently earn royalties for 50 years that would rise to 70 years under the new plan, but a proposal to prolong it to 95 years, which is the range for United States recording copyrights, was dismissed as too long. The plan has to be passed by EU states in the European Council for it to become law. It would also include extra benefits for performers and session musicians. If approved, there would be a new fund for session musicians who signed away their rights when a recording was made. The fund would be financed by record labels who would put aside 20% of the benefits that they get from the prolonged copyright. There is also a clause to allow performers to renegotiate contracts with record labels after 50 years. And artists would be able to regain the rights to a recording if the label has kept it in a vault and not made it available to the public. The plan was adopted by 377 votes to 178 in the European Parliament's Strasbourg chamber. If approved by the European Council, the law would apply to all sound recordings that are currently less than 50 years old and under European copyright, as well as all new recordings. Music copyright is split into two parts, one for the performers who make the sound recording and the other for the artists who wrote the song. Copyright for composers and songwriters is a separate law and lasts for 70 years after the death of the writer. The gospel of high-tech genetically modified crops is not sounding quite so sweet in the land of the converted. A new pest, the evil pigweed, is hitting headlines and chomping its way across Sun Belt states, threatening to transform cotton and soybean plots into weed battlefields. In late 2004, superweeds that resisted Monsanto's iconic Roundup herbicide popped up in GM crops in the county of Macon, Georgia. Monsanto, the U.S. multinational biotech corporation, is the world's leading producer of Roundup as well as genetically engineered seeds. Company figures show that 9 out of 10 U.S. farmers produce Roundup-ready seeds for their soybean crops. Superweeds have since alarmingly appeared in other parts of Georgia as well as the Carolinas, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Missouri, according to media reports. Roundup contains the active ingredient glyphosate, which is the most used herbicide in the United States. Farmers over-relied on Monsanto's controversial combination of a single Roundup herbicide and a high-tech seed with a built-in resistance to glyphosate, according to scientists. Today, 100,000 acres in Georgia are severely infested with pigweed, and 29 counties have now confirmed resistance to glyphosate, according to weed specialist Stanley Culpepper from the University of Georgia. And no longer will adult Chicagoans be able to regale youngsters with tales of listening to music on vinyl, changing channels on a television set without a remote, and watching the Chicago Blackhawks hockey games on free TV. At least the latter of the three will be deleted from the history books, for a while anyway. The Blackhawks announced Tuesday that for the first time in their history, the entire 82-game regular season schedule and playoff games will be on both cable and free television next season. In conjunction with a current agreement with Comcast Sportsnet, the team announced a 3-year agreement with WGN Television that, along with the NHL's network partners, Versus and NBC, will air all Blackhawks games, home and away, for the next 3 seasons. This bucks the trend of professional sports teams across the United States moving completely to cable for their local TV broadcasts. Last year, all Arizona Diamondbacks baseball games left Phoenix television stations KTVT and KPHE for a cable sports network. WGN had been the home of the Blackhawks during the 1960s and early 70s. The last time the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, WGN-TV televised the clinching game on April the 16th, 1961. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one more thing today. One Colorado woman's love for tofu has been judged X-rated by state officials. Kelly Kaufman Lee wanted to tell the world about her fondness for bean curd by picking certain letters for her SUV's license plate. Her suggestion for the plate was ILVTOFU. But the Division of Motor Vehicles in Colorado blocked her plan because they thought the combination of letters could be interpreted as profane, says Department of Revenue spokesman Mark Couch. We don't allow FU because some people could regard that as street language for sex. The 38-year-old Kaufman Lee says tofu is a staple of her family's diet because they are vegan and that the DMV obviously misinterpreted her message. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.